AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he'll decide within 2 weeks if the U.S. military will get involved in the conflict between Iran and Israel. Iran's foreign minister will meet in Geneva later today with counterparts from Germany, France, and the United Kingdom. Europe's push for diplomacy contrasts with messages from Washington, with Trump openly weighing bombing Iran and calling for the unconditional surrender of Iran's supreme leader. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said his country will impose new tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum imports on July 21st, but the new rate will depend on trade talks with Trump.
In parallel, we must reinforce our strength at home and safeguard Canadian workers and businesses from the unjust U.S. tariffs.
Canada is the largest foreign supplier of steel, aluminum, and uranium to the U.S. and has 34 critical minerals and metals the Pentagon is eager for. Carney did not say if he would sign a deal with the U.S. if any tariffs remain in place on his country. Crews in southwestern Mexico are assessing the damage from Hurricane Eric. Authorities reported landslides, blocked highways, and downed power lines. At least one person has been reported dead, a one-year-old boy who drowned in a swollen river. An appeals court is allowing Trump to keep control of National Guard troops he deployed to Los Angeles. Protests have been ongoing following immigration raids in the area. Trump argued the troops were necessary to restore order, but California Governor Gavin Newsom says the move inflamed tensions and called it a serious breach of state sovereignty. In New Hampshire, the Black Heritage Trail hosted events all week to honor Juneteenth. In Portsmouth, the African Burying Ground Memorial Park was also rededicated.
The African Burying Ground was built over, covered on, erased from memory.
This year, Trump kept silent about a day important to Black Americans, a day he previously honored as president. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports TikTok lives on.
President Trump signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 90 days. It gives the administration more time to work out a deal to get the China-based platform an American owner. This was the third time the president extended the deadline. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says he promised to keep TikTok on.
There are 100 million Americans who use this app. It's widely popular. He also wants to protect Americans' data and privacy concerns on this app, and he believes we can do both things at the same time.
One deal fell through. China backed out following the president's tariff announcement. When he took office again, President Trump admitted originally he wasn't a fan.
Well, I guess I have a warm spot for TikTok that I didn't have originally, but you know, I went on TikTok and I won young people up by 36%.
One analyst called TikTok's U.S. situation a deadline purgatory, a recurring threat with no resolution.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.